Let's talk about your lawn and the landscaping around your home. Bob Bertog has been kind enough to give us some of his time lately from Bertog Landscaping. Welcome back, Bob. I trust you're well.
I am. Thank you, John. How are you?
I'm good. Is this kind of cool and damp weather actually good for the lawns and the plants? I know we want some warmth to grow things out, but I've noticed around my place a lot of green stuff. It seems to like what we're getting right now.
You're seeing a lot of green up on the lawn and things, but it's a pretty disappointing display of spring flowering. I have a magnolia that's right outside my office window, and the buds have tried to open, but now they're just starting to fall off. So you need the sun and the warmth for those to really to go into full bloom. But unfortunately, as time is going by here, I mean, it's supposed to go up to 80 on Saturday, but then it's supposed to be even 40 again on Monday. So let's just pick a direction and go and go with it.
I know. Listen, I'm mad at somebody. I just don't know who to be mad at about this. And so,
well, don't mess with Mother Nature.
Well, are we going to miss something as a result? I mean, I'm imagining everything is delayed, but you make it sound like some blooms actually aren't going to happen or happen as long.
Probably not happen as long. It's just not going to be as plentiful as you would see, because as time's going by, the juices are flowing in the ornamentals and the trees and things. You can see the buds starting to crack, but it's going to be a slower process, and it's just not going to be as nice as you would want it to be. But who knows, you might get a nice pop with this 80-degree weather on the weekend.
Yeah, right. And then the next thing you know, it'll be 90 degrees, and we'll be wishing it was 60. I wonder what the sweet spot is. What's the ideal weather for Midwest landscaping and lawns?
I prefer between 75 and 85.
Yeah. Which is about average for northern Illinois, certainly in June and much of July. I know it gets much warmer, but you know, we think about the peaks. The average is, I haven't seen it. I've seen it. I don't remember it now. But the average high temperature in the summer in Chicago is not 90 degrees. It's
no.
In the mid-80s. Okay, 312-981-7200. Bob Bertog's on a phone line. You've got a question about your landscaping, your lawn, something you should prune, something you should weed, something you should spray or spread. Give us a call now. Bob will answer your question. That's next on WGN. Bob Bertog, Bertog Landscaping, is on a phone line. He's been joining us the last few weeks here on WGN, just answering some of your lawn questions and stuff like that. Let's start with line one. I guess that's Barbara. Barbara, you're on WGN. How can we help you?
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. My problem is we were very kind to the squirrels this past winter with acorns because we had an abundance, not realizing that they would be digging all over the yard in the spring, the nice weather. So how do I just put dirt and fertilizer over these holes? Will they get better by just the grass around it? I need your assistance.
Sure. So first, the first thing to do is to try and deter the squirrels from your yard. And they're usually done with a scent. You can either get something at the garden center, or if you want to just use coffee grounds, I've heard that that's very effective too. But the areas where they tore it up, just rake up that area, put down a little bit of peat moss or topsoil, a little grass seed on top, and it'll germinate and be fine.
And maybe some coffee grounds, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay, Barbara.
I like the natural. Thank you for your help.
You bet. Good luck to you on that. When should I plant perennials, says 630. Is there a typical start date or temperature we need?
Typical start date is when the nurseries deliver them from the greenhouse, which is usually around the second week of May. You start seeing the first crop come out. They might be slow. Although greenhouses are fine, they can regulate the temperature. So we should see perennials within the next week or two.
And when they're in the store, go ahead and stick them in the ground.
Perfect. Yep. The annuals are the ones you got to be careful of. Perennials are the ones that come back every year, but annuals are much more sensitive to temperature. And we talked about it last week. This month, it's May 15th for this year, actually, before you're really safe to plant annuals.
Really? Okay. May 15th this year. What about this one? Can I plant pansies now?
Sure. They'll be fine. The forecast isn't ranging for anything below 40 degrees for the next 10 days, and they can survive the cooler temperatures.
Hey, Bob, is now the time to feed my ash trees with a bear product to keep the emerald green bug away?
It depends on when you've treated it in the past. It typically, the most common product that they use is it's on an every other year basis, so I don't know when you did it last, but once this, yeah, now's would be the time as spring progresses.
So it's close to 12 months. 12 months, 12 months. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, it's actually 24 months.
Oh, really? You do it once every 2 years?
Yeah. Okay. Depending on which product you're using. The most common one is every 2 years.
Rob on line 4, you're on WGN with Bob Bertog. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Yeah. Yes. We bought our house back last summer, and the previous owner had stone, these stones and rocks for coverage on the landscaping around the outside of the house where bushes and everything was planted, instead of mulch, regular wood mulch. And the stones are really kind of unsightly. I mean, they're really not something that we really like. But is stone a better coverage for landscaping than mulch?
Well, if you don't like the look of it, the answer is no. But the reason a lot of times people use stone is because you do it once and it's there forever, where mulch is going to become an every year, every other year event for you to do. So it's personal preference. Sometimes I get nervous when I see stone around a foundation because it might be indicative of possible drainage issues. So I don't know if that was maybe the case.
Yeah, but I mean, if the worry is that mulch is inferior, except that it's more work, there's no reason to not put mulch down if you want to, right?
Correct. And actually, mulch is better than the stone in the sense that it's providing organic matter into the root zone for the plants that are planted in that area. So it is beneficial. It's just it's an every other year project as opposed to one and done.
How's that sound, Rob?
Well, what is the best way to get rid of that, though, that stone?
Wheelbarrow and a shovel.
I've seen it done.
Well, where do you take it? Where does it? Where can you take that sort of thing?
I would check with your contractor for your garbage, see if they have any suggestions.
You know, there's some municipalities. What town do you live in? Oakland?
Morris. Unincorporated Morris.
Well, you know what a lot of people do with that sort of thing, but don't do that. I'll bet if you call the village, I'll bet they have a plan or a place. Have you done that yet?
No, we have not. No.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you, Rob.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day. You know, on the shady side of my house, there's some bricks that are laid into the ground right up to the house, Bob. And it's because I think the previous owners thought nothing could grow over there. And I think it would be hard to grow grass, but I don't like the bricks laid in. They're wavy and uneven. Now, what should somebody put on the shady side of a house like that?
Well, there's a bunch of shade perennial. You could make a shade perennial garden with, you know, hosta. There's ivies that tolerate the shade. There are some plants that will still flower. You're not going to get the same amount of color you will in a sunny bed or in a sunny garden as you will in a shady, but it still would look better than the bricks up against the house.
Yeah, right. And I was going to ask you about the stone up against the side of the house. I think sometimes people think that it'll drain better. I mean, forget about the aesthetic. You really do want a kind of a gentle slope away from the foundation, right?
That's correct. And you want to make sure that the soil is below the foundation line, where the brick and the foundation meet, because you'll get a lot of seepage, possibly, if it's above it.
I only recently discovered that. My friend Lou Manfredini pointed that out, and I was surprised to hear it. I thought it would be good if you had it above that line, and then it'll never get to that point where the foundation meets the first floor. You know, you're going to kind of insulate, if you will. You'll have the lawn or the landscaping be above that point, but you want to be below that point.
You want to be 3 inches below top of foundation.
Let's go to Greg on WGN Radio. Greg, you're on with Bob Bertog. How can he help you?
I got it. I have a problem in my yard involving voles, not moles, but voles, and they seem to be having a heyday in my yard.
How do you know? Are those the things that dig the tunnels? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. They dig tunnels, but they don't really raise up the soil, but they're just eating all the hostas and everything else. So I tried putting down some product that smelled really bad, but that didn't seem to bother them. So.
Okay, hold on, Greg. Let's let Bob talk. Go ahead, Bob.
So you can. There are some traps you could do, you know, if you want to try that. But for the most part, natural predators like owls and the blackbirds and stuff, they're going to wipe out that population pretty quickly here as the weather warms up. And they're more voles are more prevalent in the wintertime under the snow. And then now there's no snow cover, the nature takes its course, and the natural predators will more than likely eradicate the population.
So our hope is that it's going to fix itself, Bob. Okay. Greg, luck to you on that. Yep. It's 1:27 now. I'm out of time again, Bob. You get a lot of calls for us, and we appreciate it. And I hope that helped everybody. Why don't we try and do it again in a week or so? Sound good?
Sounds good to me, John. Have a great week.
Bob Bertog from BertogLandscaping.com.